It's really kind of funny because you hear Only the Lonely, and at this point, if you had told me that, I would have never dreamt, because it almost sounds like it couldn't possibly have been anything else other than Only the Lonely, because it fits so good. That was a follow-up to Uptown.
Yes.
It must have sold over a million copies, didn't it?
Yes, it was a couple of million worldwide. The reason I say that is because it was then that I and most of our people realized the potential, which a lot of people didn't realize, that there was a domestic market and a foreign market. And we did about a million here and a million worldwide.
Well, a million here, a million there, doesn't hurt.
That started us into this whole thing of playing domestically or foreign. After the Beatles, then it really became something big.
But in fact, some of your records, you had some smashes in England that never even got heard here.
Right, and vice versa.
And vice versa, right, that's the way it goes. Now, Only the Lonely was a smash. You followed it up with Blue Angel. Now, you co-wrote Only the Lonely.
Yes.
And what about Uptown? Did you write that yourself? Or?
No, Joe Melson and I wrote the Uptown, Only the Lonely, and Blue Angel.
Then you had to think, well, I'm hurting.
Yeah.
Did you co-write that too?
Yeah.
Running Scared was the first one to hit number one in Billboard. Is there a story behind Running Scared?
Only that when I was with Sun Records, the first record was a hit, the second one wasn't, the third was a complete bomb. Only the Lonely sold 2 million, Blue Angel 1 million, I'm hurting about 600,000. And I said, here we go again, on the way out. And then we came up with Running Scared in about 40 minutes, Joe and I.
Did you just sit down and say, we're going to write another hit, or we're going to try to write something?
No, we wrote 4 songs, and that was one of them. So, and just straight to number one.
Just running scared, each place we go, so afraid that he might show. Yeah, running scared, what would if he came back and wanted you? My heart was breaking, which one would it be? You turned around and walked away with me.
If initially you had been influenced by Presley, I think you were starting really to develop your own style by this point.
We were actually initially knocked out by the black artists who were really putting it on. And people like Joe Turner, for one, the Platters, just goes on and on, really. Little Richard, so the beat music and Boney Maroney and all that stuff really got to us. But see, essentially, I wanted to be a ballad singer all along.
Even in the Ubi Dubi days?
Even in the Ubi Dubi days.
But when you say a ballad singer, did you think in terms of a Tony Bennett ballad singer? Or
no,
did you think
a beat ballad. Something with some substance to it, you know.
I'm trying to determine what was your first one scared with a beat ballad.
Crying followed that. It was also a beat ballad in the fact that it was a big thing, you know, it grew.
Did you co-write Crying with Joe?
Yes.
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello. Oh, you wished me well. You couldn't tell that I've been crying.
About Candyman, that was the flip side.
Candyman was sent to us out of New York, and we sort of did our own interpretation. It was sent in a la What I Say, so we slowed it down.
That was your first two-sided hit.
Yes, it was.
You had one other two-sided hit, which was Leah and Working for the Man.
Yes, uh-huh.
I always always liked the song, Lee. It was a pretty song, but it was not one of your bigger hits, actually.
No, it has since come to be, but it wasn't at the time.
You get a lot of requests for that in concert?
Oh, yes. One of the biggest things we do, but at the time, it wasn't that well received.
It was a split play, of course.
Right.
Which didn't help too much.
Didn't really help.
It was Working for the Man broke first, actually,
yes.
And then they began playing the other.
There was one of the two sides of it. It was Mean Woman Blues and Blue Bike.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. That's right. I don't want to leave out any.
Well, I got a woman mean as she can be. Well, I got a woman mean as she can be. Now, sometimes I think it's almost mean to me. She got a ruby lips, she got shapely hips, yeah. Boy, she makes a royal deal, but I got a woman mean as she can be. I feel so bad, I've got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou, I'll never be blue, my dreams come true on Blue Bayou.
In fact, that last one was bigger than Leah and Working for the Man. Okay, now you had a string of hits. You were constantly on the chart for a period from the beginning of 1960, I guess, starting with Uptown, and really starting with Only the Lonely, you know, in terms of strength, up until, I guess, 65.
Right.
In fact, you even had hits beyond the beginning of the Beatle period, which is something that a lot of American artists could not even do, because it seemed that it was almost impossible to get played once the British music started to break.
The thing was, I never toot my own horn, but
right. Anyway,
the year that the Beatles were the number one vocal group, I was the number one male artist in the world. So they didn't affect me.
You certainly had one of the biggest records of your career with a thing called Oh Pretty Woman.
Yes, right in the middle of the Beatlemania.
And I've always wondered why that was called Oh Pretty Woman, when I think you're saying Pretty Woman more times in the song than Oh Pretty Woman.
Yes. That came about because I didn't know it, but we had written a song called Pretty Woman earlier, Joe and I had. It was an altogether different thing, but after Crying and then Working for the Man and Leah, I wrote by myself because I was touring a lot, and so Joe wasn't writing with me anymore. Then I wrote In Dreams.
By yourself?
Yes.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift away into the magic night. I softly say a silent prayer.
Then I met a fellow named Bill Dees. We wrote Pretty Woman.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman.